Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, and the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. Heavy, heavy weekend of a weekend. You got TNA, No Surrender, we got Rampage, we got SmackDown, we got Elimination Chamber, we got Collision. So much going on, and I mentioned TNA because I am trying to catch up. And I also ordered the Hard to Kill DVD from TNA's store. I did the pre-order. I don't know when it's going to get here, but I'm excited for it. I was like, I need to own a piece of history and the reimagining of TNA. And I was like, I need this. I need this in my life. So, plus two, it was one of those like impulse buys. I was just like looking online. I was like, I want to go to the TNA shop because I usually look at the WWE shop, AEW store all the time. And I went to the TNA store. I was like, ooh, I love my physical media. So why not own Hard to Kill? But that's besides the point. We're talking about SmackDown, February 23rd, 2024. The night before the morning of Elimination Chamber, we started off with Bianca Belair coming out for the match of Liv Morgan and Tiffany Stratton. And I don't understand to be on ringside. Why don't you just jump on commentary? I would love to hear from Bianca. And my favorite part of this whole thing is, well, two things of this. Tiffany won. Tiffany beat Liv Morgan, which I'm very happy about. And in doing so, Tiffany does this great spot where she slaps the shit out of Bianca to help her get this victory. Because it's Tiffy time. Tiffy's my girl. I love Tiffany Stratton, man. And that slap to Bianca. Oh, that made me happy. And I'm rooting for you more in the Elimination Chamber, even though I know that's not going to be a thing. I think she's going to get some great moments and she's going to shine in the chamber. And this show was pre-recorded and it was a little bit of a fumble, in my opinion. I don't know if it was done on purpose, but we'll get to that. Kayla's backstage with Drew. He's going on about how he needs to win this Elimination Chamber match, how he needs to do this. And if he does not win, it's all for nothing. And here comes Bobby, and Bobby's like, Drew, my boy, you remember me and you? Went toe-to-toe, you know, I whooped your ass. But Bobby, you know, and I was like, oh, huh. Now we're taking this, okay, are we setting up with something with Bobby and Drew? Why is Bob, you know, I know he's in the chamber match, but I'm just like, Ashanti, the Adonis, I was surprised to see here in this package with Cedric Alexander. And I was like, whoa, what are you doing, my boy? What are you doing, Cedric? And I thought he looked fly the first two times in his outfits. But no, that last outfit he picked, I was like, really? Okay, sure. I guess they're going in a different direction with Cedric, and they're going to tie him with Ashanti. So we'll see how that goes as a tag team, because that's what Ashanti says. Like, if we're going to be part of this tag team, we need to do our damn thing and look great while doing it. And I forgot to mention Wade Barrett and Corey Graves on commentary, and I got to say the best thing about Wade Barrett tonight was his voiceovers, because this show was pre-taped, it was put together. And I laughed so hard because you could tell when it was a voiceover cut or whatever, you know, and it cuts to something they were talking about, because Wade Barrett goes, he's not even in commentary mode. It's just voiceover mode. And I kind of enjoyed that throughout the show. The Bloodline is backstage. They need to see Grayson Waller. They mentioned Grayson Waller this time. And Paul Heyman's like, hey, you know, Grayson Waller's here. And the Bloodline's like, okay. Then we cut to Bron Breakker versus Squash Gang. Of course, Bron Breakker gets a great win. And I gotta say, squash matches matter. I mean this 100%. But they have to be done right. With the Bron Breakker, he has to come in here and break some talent. He's got to beat them down. He's got to get some W's under his belt. And that's the point of Squash Gang. But there's sometimes when they use Squash Gang too much. And in WWE, in AEW, it's an all-around thing. But there's a point to it. Kayla's with the Judgment Day backstage. cutting a promo before the big tag team match up next. Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne versus Dominic Mysterio and JD McDonagh. This match was fun, but Tyler and Pete got the win. So, you know, they got that big tag team match that's going to happen at Elimination Chamber with Finn and Damian. And I like how Finn and Damian tried to attack, but they were just two steps ahead. And Tyler and Pete's like, nope, we'll see you at Elimination Chamber. It's going to be on like Donkey Kong. And backstage, we have the LWO, and Electra Lopez interrupts them. And then they get attacked by LDF, you know. And they're like, Santos is like, hey, you turn your backs on me, so we're going to make a, we're going to cause some ruckus. That's what they did. They caused the ruckus. Here comes Carlito and everything like that. And it sets up Carlito and Santos next week in a street fight. I love to see how that's going to go down. Then we go backstage. We got Logan. We got Austin Theory. We got Grayson Waller. We got Kevin Owens all backstage. And Paul Heyman comes over and he's like, hey, was that Kevin Owens? I don't like that guy. But he says, Grace is like, he's like, hey, the tribal chief wants to see you. And Grayson Waller's like, oh, okay. And I was like, wait, I thought he was already there. When, oh, that's weird. Okay, sure. Then I like how Logan Austin's like, we want to speak to the tribal chief. Dakota Kai was attacked. Who was she attacked by? Nick and the ref was helping her to the medical bay. And here comes Bailey. You know, and Bailey's like, she's just like, they're trying to get to you. They're going to use just so they can get to me. And Dakota's like, hey, you know, I know I fucked up, but I'm here for you. I know it's going to be hard to trust me. And Bailey's like, no, you know, they're both going to take out Damage Control. The monsters they created, they're going to take them down. And that's going to be at WrestleMania, brother. And we get a hug. From Bailey gives a, well, it's a side hug, but it's a hug to Dakota Kai. And I'm like, aww. Then we go to the Bloodline and Grayson Waller backstage. Grayson Waller sits down and Roman's like, hey, I have something to tell you only for your ears. The camera kind of closes up on Roman and we fade to backstage or something like that. I don't know. but what I wish to happen on the Bloodline and Grayson Waller is like when Roman says that line, like, hey, this is for your ears only, and he looks at the camera and pushes the camera like, get the hell out of our locker room. So what's gonna happen at Elimination Chamber? We shall see. The Street Profits, Bobby, backstage with B-Fab. Here comes Drew. Goes up to Bobby. He's like, hey, you interrupted me, I'll interrupt you, and I'll pray for you, Bobby. I don't know why I lost my shit on this. I thought it was so funny. Now the main event, LA Knight versus Drew McIntyre. Oh wait, I did it wrong. LA Knight. Yeah. You know, fun match. And they like with most pre-tape shows, like, you know, we have certain things and nuggets that we're going to put in between to get the show going, but we're off to Elimination Chamber. I think this show sets it up pretty well because there's no winner here. I was like, there's no way we're going to get a winner here. No, we get DQ. We get a DQ because Kevin Owens, Logan, they're on commentary, but then we get in a big fight. Here comes Bobby. Then at the end, Randy RKOs Drew McIntyre, and that's the way we end the show. And it's like, let's go, baby, to Elimination Chamber. Let's do this. Let's do the damn thing, and let's dance. Oosh, 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 oosh. I don't know why I did that. It was a funny spot with Jimmy when he's like, you know, I did the play. You see what I did there, huh? You see what I did, huh? You know, I took out my brother. I told him, like, nope, not today. You know, now Roman's like, do you know who called that play? And he's like, Paul did. And Roman's like, I did. He's like, well, I guess I nailed it. Touchdown! No yeet. But a fun show overall. I give it a 5 out of 5. My match of the night has to be Liv Morgan and Tiffany Stratton just because Tiffany and that slap. That slap was tremendous, in my opinion. No offense to Bianca, but I love me some Tiffy time. All right, y'all. Tell me what you thought of the show. Drop those comments below. Hit that like, hit that subscribe, and let's get to Elimination Chamber and talk some pro wrestling here, folks. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/New World Podcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
From Atlanta, Georgia, weighing in at 215 pounds, Braun Breaker.